His friends, this year should be a special schus for Gilas Hashana, Vasnecha Gittel, and it is based on the Sefer Taras Menachem, page 178, from Tavshin Nun Beis. In the Hakdama to his Chibur, the Rambam writes that all mitzvahs that were given to Moshe at Sinai were given with their perish, as it says, "Vetenchas luchos even a Torah v'mitzvah, Torah Torah shebichsav." Mitzvah is the perish of Torah shebichsav, Torah shebaal peh. And the Rambam is mevar baruka seder mesiris Torah shebaal peh perushel ayde gedol Israel midor ledor at lismano. And he concludes, and I wanted to be mechaber a sefer that tells you what to do so that you know all of Torah shebaal peh. And it's going to be halachas, they're not going to be kashas, they're not going to be terutzim, calling it Mishnah Torah, because you read the Chumash and you read my Sefer and then you're set, because you have the source, you have Chamisha Chumashe Torah, and then you have the Torah Shebaal Peh. You have all the laws of Torah Shebaal Peh, a Torah v'amitzvah, Torah Shebachsav and the mitzvah, it's Torah Shebachsav and the mitzvah you have in my Sefer. So therefore, the Sefer of the Rambam, the Mishnah Torah, is special chashivus, even more than Nevi'im and Ksuvim, because Chazal tell us, famous Yerushalmi and Megillah, that all the Sifrei Nevi'im and Ksuvim are going to be brought to the Mos HaMashiach. Mashen Ken Halachos Shel Torah Shebaal Peh are not going to be brought to the La'olam like Chamishu Chumshei Torah. So it has Nitzchias, these Halachos. So in the Nitzchias HaTorah, the Rambam writes Mefurish that Torah is eternal, and that includes not only Chamish Chumshei Torah but also Halacha Shel Torah Shebaal Peh. But Sifrei Nevi'im and Ksuvim, that doesn't add anything to the Torah, that just commands us to keep the Torah, and so that is not going to be needed L'Asid Lavo. And also the Shaka Vitari of Torah Shebaal Peh, how we learn the drushes, are also not going to be needed, because basically we're going to be able to look in the Torah and find everything. We're going to be able to find whatever it says in the Torah in the Nevi'im Ksuvim. Now we need the Nevi'im Ksuvim, but then we're going to find it in the Torah. And the Shaka Vitari we're also not going to need, because we're going to see it all clearly from the Torah. And we're going to be on the level of Sotameh, Mistarts from the Seh, we're going to know all the secrets, like Chazal tell us. And Torah Chadashim Iti Teitse, it's going to be a new understanding of Torah. Vayikra Rabba Parashiyot Kimah Lo Skimah. Things are going to be much clearer then. We're not going to need the Shaka Vitari of Torah Shebaal Peh. We're not going to need Nevi'im Ksuvim. We're going to be able to get it from the Torah, but we're going to need Halachas. That's going to remain. Like it says in the Yerushalmi, Halacha Shel Torah Shebaal Peh Nebetelim La'olam. Maybe there's Merumas in the Rambam. The Rambam concludes his Sefer of Halachas with Yemos HaMashiach. Tell you that these are going to be kept even b'mos HaMashiach. This is when there's going to be a shleimus of halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh b'mos HaMashiach. And that's the point of the Rambam Sefer, to tell you the laws of Torah Shebaal Peh. And we're going to have that shleimus of keeping them when Mashiach comes. So we don't understand the nitzchias of halachas of Torah, of the halachas of Torah l'asid lavo. L'chor, we have to understand, we know that klal is halachas kebeis ha'elel, and beis shammai makom beis hillel ein ha'mishnah, and that's bizman hazeh l'asid lavo, we're going to pass like beis shammai. So al pizeh l'asid lavo, a lot of the halachas are going to be batel every time we pass like beis hillel. That's going to be batel. Not only that, but the Gemara says in Nida that the kamadeos mitzvahs b'teilos l'asid lavo b'tchias ha'mesim, which is the second kufa after Yemos HaMashiach. First kufa is Mashiach, and then Tchias HaMesim Mitzvahs B'Teilos L'Asid Lavo. The Yaibitz writes that Mitzvahs B'Teilos L'Asid Lavo is talking about Tchias HaMesim. So that's why we can bury people in their in Shatnis Tachrichim, the Gemara says, because Mitzvahs B'Teilos L'Asid Lavo, and Mela, when they get up, we don't care that they're wearing Shatnis. And so says Tosfos there, Elechatchili, you make Tachrichim with Shatnis. And L'Asid Lavo, it doesn't bother us, he's going to get up in them, because the mitzvah's betel is L'Asid Lavo. So how can you say that halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh are not going to be batel when we say that mitzvah's are betel is L'Asid Lavo? So first we have to understand, what's pshat mitzvah's betel is L'Asid Lavo? Torah is nitzchi, the Rambam says. And to say that when Torah is nitzchi, it's only in Zman of Aravoda, that's what it means. But after we're done and we're in the world of Mocha Lekabel Schar, we don't have to keep mitzvahs anymore. But it's not true, because mitzvahs are Ratzon of Hashem. They're Ritzonu Hamiti Shel Hashem. Like it says in the Rashab's writings, if I'm not mistaken, Ratzon Atzmi Shekol Atzmusa Kabiyocha B'Ratzon Zeh Lefinose Atzmus. That's what Atzmusi is Baruch wants. He wants us to keep these mitzvahs, so it's not only to purify us, the Medrash says to purify us. That's the Chitzonis HaRatzon, the Pimis HaRatzon, this is really the Ratzon of Hashem. Not only to purify us, Hashem wants these mitzvahs to be kept. And that's the chilik between what Hashem told us and what Torah told us and what the Nevi'im told us. Because the Nevi'im were Litzorach Tu'el HaSacheres. But mitzvahs haTorah are nitzchi. Mitzvah omedes l'olam l'ol me'olamim. So Torah is lanetzach. So how can we say mitzvahs betelus lasid lavo? This is the ratzon of Hashem. The ratzon of Hashem can't be batal. So what's shem mitzvahs betelus lasid lavo? God's will doesn't change. So we can answer this based on a diuk in the sugya. The sugya in Nida on Samach Aleph on Beis says that if you have a beged with kalayim, you make tachrichim. And Rabbi Yosef says, from here you see the mitzvah tells lasid lavo. And Abaye and some say, Rav Dimi says back, he's only wearing shatnez on his tachrichim for the hesped, but not for the kavura. The Gemara says, no. Rav Yochanan said that it's even for the kavura. And Rav Yochanan's latameh. Yochanan follows his reasoning that b'meisim chavshim, when a person dies, he becomes chavshim in a mitzvah. So therefore, if Yochanan holds, you can bury him in shatnez garments, shatnez tachrichim. This is very schwer to understand. Rabbi Yochanan, what do you mean he's when he dies, he's chavshim in a mitzvah? What about lasid lavo when he's going to get up? See, right now meisim chavshim, but not for tchias hameisim, then he's not going to be dead anymore. So how can you bury him in shatnez? And not only that, Rabbi Yochanan proves in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Amud Beis, that we are going to keep mitzvahs lasid lavo, because it says we're going to give truma to Aaron. It says, when are we going to truma to Aaron? Lasid lavo, Rabbi Yochanan says. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say you're burying him in shatnez? When he gets up, he's going to be wearing shatnez, and we keep mitzvahs lasid lavo according to the self-same Rabbi Yochanan. So we can answer as follows, that mitzvah tells lasid lavo only means that we are not going to be commanded lasid lavo. That's the gather of a tzivui. We're commanded. When a person dies, he finishes his mitzvahs, he's chavshim in a mitzvahs. Even by olam atchiyah, there's not only going to be a tzivui to be mekayim mitzvahs, but rather the mitzvahs of the mitzvahs are eternal, but not the tzivui. So the mitzvahs are going to be kept automatically. But not that we're going to be commanded. They're just going to be kept out through tzonu shel Hashem. And not betorah tzivui la'adam. And the explanation is as follows. That mitzvahs is that there's a command. There are two separate entities. There's Hashem who's commanding. There's us who are commanded. That's in this world. In the next we're going to be completely connected to Hashem. We're not going to be able to need to be commanded anymore. So the kiyum of mitzvah is going to be automatic. And that's pshat with Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan says we're going to be giving truma lasid lavo, of course. Both in memela, not because we were commanded. Because that's going to be our mitzvahs to keep the mitzvahs. And but commanded, we're not going to be commanded, and therefore it doesn't bother him that we're going to be buried in tachrichim of shanis, because the moment this tchias hameisim, it's miraculously going to go away. We're going to be so mechuber to the ratzon of Hashem, we're automatically to keep the mitzvah, so we're not going to be wearing kalayim anymore. So it's that we're not commanded; we don't have to do it. It's going to happen automatically. So Rabbi Yochanan is not so sure himself. Yep, we're going to be mekayim the mitzvahs, but not alts mitzuvim automatically. And therefore, we can wear a shatnez tachrichim because they're going to just go away when we get up for tchiyas hameisim. And to add the biur, on one hand, Chazal say mitzvahs b'teilas lasid lava. On the other hand, Chazal say that halachas shel Torah ainam b'teilim l'olam. So which one is it? Are they going to be batel or not? So we have to medayik in mitzvahs and halachas shel Torah. Mitzvahs gidrim utzivui la'adam echlis naig ba'olam. There's a mitzvah of a man in a world, and the mitzvahs are utzivui how man should be in this world. Mitzvahs were given because they're the ratzon of Hashem, but they relate to this world. Hashem came Torah precedes the world chemda genuza before b'riyas ha'olam. The lachas of Torah are the atzmus ritzoni is barach, and not as they relate to the world. So mitzvahs b'teilas lasid lavo, and yet halacha shel Torah ainam b'teilam lasid lavo, because lasid lavo the world's going to be misaleh to a darga higher than we are now, and therefore mitzvahs that relate to this world that were commanded, that's this world, that's the mitzvahs of this world that we have to be commanded, those are going to be gone. But the halacha shel Torah, that's not about commanding, that's about the will of Hashem. Not going to be tzibui l'adam. It's going to be halachos shel Torah. To go in the path of the Torah, that's going to be lasid lava. That's not batel la'olam. And that's the parish of Mocha l'kabel Scharam, that it's going to be revealed in a Jewish person that he's Mekayim mitzvahs. It says, Schar mitzvah is the mitzvah atzma. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. Tanya, Perek Lamites, Ein Sham. So he's going to be Mekayim mitzvahs, Kafishay Matar Shalom Malame Olam. And the whole mitzvahs of the Olam is that this Ratzon is going to be Miskayim before. So that's going to be the Schar. We're going to be keeping the mitzvahs in that next world. That's the Mocha L'Kabel Schar, not as a mitzvah. But as a Ratzon Mitzvah, we're going to be so mechubah to the Ratzon of Hashem. And this is emphasized in the Lashon of Chazal, Halacha shel Torah einam b'teilam l'olam. Halichos olam lo atikri halichos ela halachos. We know the klal, when it says al tikri, they're both true. It's just adding another parish. So in Hilchos HaTorah, there are two dargas. There's halichos olam lo, and then al tikri halichos ela halachos. And the chiluk is halichos olam lo means that there's a mitzias v'anhagas halichas ha'olam or pulas halichas ha'torah shiyo halichas ha'olam lo sh'olam yisnaig al pi ritzono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shiyo nigger befolu begalui shekol mahalcho shel olam shelo hu. That, like Rashi says there in the pasuk, there's the mitzias of hanhagas ha'olam, of how the world is supposed to be run. And how is the world supposed to be run when people are keeping these mitzvahs? And that shows that we go in the way of Hashem. Halachos, halichos. And then we say, Al tikri halichos, ela halachos. So mitzad dargas ha-torah shekodma l'olam, there's no mitzias of halichos olam. That there's a world, and in this world we're keeping the mitzvahs of Hashem. Now we're on a higher level. That the whole mitzias is halachos. Not just that there's a world, and in this world we're keeping Ratzon Hashem, but the whole metzius of this world is Ratzon Hashem. That's what defines it. So mitzad ha-dargav halichas olam lo, that there's metzius ha-olam, v'inyanam she'alachas hu lifal ba-olam, the halachas are to be done in this world. So when the pu'ulas ha-alachas, kishenishlamas pu'ulas ha-alachas ba-olam, asidim li-bato. So then when we finish doing our mitzvahs in this world, they're going to be batal. Then we're going to get to a new world. That the whole essence of the world is keeping Ratzon Hashem. We're not going to need the tzibui anymore. That he wants that the mitzvahs of halachas haTorah should be fulfilled in the world, they're going to be fulfilled. Not because we're doing it and we're commanded, but because it's going to be an automatic, because we're so mechubar to Hashem. So that's pshat mitzvahs mitzad the tzivui are batal asid lava, but not halachas. That going with Hashem is going to be part and parcel of the next world. This we can also explain that even benogea halachos that we paskin like Bais Hillel, that's also not going to be about the la'olam. How? It says in the Mishnah the kol machlokas shi l'shem shemayim sofer l'skayim is machlokas shamay v'hillel, and the kasha is how's a right lomar machlokas shi l'skayim? Only one of the devs is miskayim. Machlokas is both sides. So what's pshat both sides? We're only passing like one side. So the answer is Zeil Veil Divrei Elokim Chaim. And Divrei Beis Shammai also has a shorish lemala b'olam atzilus, just ain't halacha came. But that doesn't explain enough. So for the skaim, it's going to be fulfilled. So the Arizal says the skaim mamish, because in the end we're going to follow Beis Shammai. Yeah, but then it doesn't work the other way. So then Lasid Love is not going to be Miskayim, because then we're not going to be following Beis Hillel. It's just that they're going to be both sides. And how could it be that we're going to have a Yerid to all the Doros we follow Beis Hillel and Pitom not? So it could be, in Balam Bakodesh, so it could be that the Arizal says Lasid Love is Mana Mashiach, the Lachzing of Beis Shammai. That's the first Kufa of Yemosa Mashiach. The second Kufa, and there's going to be Trias HaMesim, Mitzvahs B'Tehels Lassid Lavo, then we're going to be passing like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Oh my gosh, how does that work? Because they're machlokas as halal matame, halal matarin, halal osim, halal matirin, halal posim, halal machshirin. So Ad Shenasis Torah Kishtei Torahs, like it says in Sanhedrin Peches, Torah is going to be like two Torahs. That's only Benogea LaHilchas HaTorah Kafi Shebayim B'Tor Tzivri LaAdam Lifol Ba'olam. That's only in the world of Halichas Olam Lo. Because we see, we have an emphasis here on the metzius of a person and the world. When we said Gidrei Abriya, there's two tenuos hafchios, there's chesed, there's gvura. So there are two different mahalchim. And one precludes the other. But in the world of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the world of Altik V'Halachos El Halachos, even the Chalukei Deos, Eilu Veilu Divrei Elokim Chaim are one Torah. They were all given from Hashem. They're both true. Achas Divrei Elokim Shtaim Zu Shamati, like it says. So there can be a Metzias of both. Of Kadosh Baruch was called Nimna HaNimnos. Shuvas HaRash B'Chelek Aleph Simitof Yudches, brought in the Sefer Chakir of the Tzemach Tzedek Lamed Dalet Amid Beis V'Chama Mekomos. Hashem is Nimna HaNimnos. There's nothing Hashem can do. He's Nimna. It can't be that he's Nimna, that something is prevented from him, is denied him. Hashem can do anything, so he can make it that we're following Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Bizman Hazeh, we have to follow one of them, we follow Beis Hillel. Lasid Lavo, after Mashiach, Beis Shammai. And then Trias HaMesim, both of them. When we're in that world where we're not doing it anymore, it's just going to be happening automatically Mitzad the gather of the world. Hashem is Ninan and us. He can make that we're following both Shitas. How? We'll find out then. Then Tia Alacha Kebeis Hillel Beishama Yachtav. We're going to see the Ratzon of Hashem. The Atzmus of Hashem is going to be revealed, and He wants both Deis. So both Deis are going to be fulfilled. Maybe that's the end of the Rambam. The Rambam writes that why do we want Mashiach? K'dei shu p'nuyim b'torah v'chachmosa, k'dei shu yizku l'chai olam haba. So that we should be learned so we can get olam haba. And then he says, "Abos v'zman lo yesham lo rov lo mocham lo kinu lo sin lo tachus." The Tov is going to be very mushba v'cholam adonim mitzvim ka'ofer. And the whole Isaac of the world is going to be l'das es Hashem ki mal arz de'as Hashem k'mayim li'am l'chasim. So it could be this latter halacha's mosif b'kitzav v'remez about the tkufa shni of Yimos HaMashiach. There's going to be a shinui min hagu shel olam, starting with the shinui ikri of Tchiyas HaMesim. So this is also going to be a shinui. So what's going to be the chiluk between Yimos HaMashiach and Tchiyas HaMesim? That in Yimos HaMashiach, the shleimus avod of kiyum mitzvos of tzivui la'adam. That's going to be the shleimus of our keeping mitzvahs that we were commanded. And in Tchiyas HaMesim, there's going to be no tzivui, mitzvahs betelos. And then the true inyan of the mitzvah is going to be revealed as they are the ratzon of Hashem, halachos shel Torah, not mitzad Adam, not mitzad the world. Mitzad the Ratzon of Hashem, the mitzvahs are going to be revealed, not as we are commanded creatures, but as God wants it to be. So first, the Rambam says it's a means. You know, I want Mashiach, so we can be panei of Torah Chachma in order to be zeichel l'chai olam haba. It's mamish going to be gevaldik. It's going to be a shlemus of kiyum Torah mitzvahs, and then we're going to be zocha matan schar shel mitzvahs b'olam haba. Then in halacha hey, he says in olam haba there's going to be no guf, no gvia, just nafshas tzaddikim, bavad below guf. And then in halacha hey, he adds an inyan chadash b'nogia la'oso azman, and he doesn't say kidei. So in the first kufa, we talk about the toelas for a person al dei kiyum mitzvos kedei shiyizku l'chai olam haba. That relates to this world. But then we get to a point where it's not about that. It's not about us anymore. It's not about the toelas we're going to get. It's going to be a true revelation of what Hashem wants, of the halachas of Hashem. Not as being commanded, not as we're supposed to do the right thing. That be'etzem it's the ratzon Hashem that we should be keeping these mitzvahs. There's going to be no more tzivui. And the true inyan of the mitzvah is going to be revealed, mitzad ritzono yizbarach. And therefore, lo yasek olam el das Hashem bilbad, not any kidei. It's not a means to an end, it's the end. When you're in the gather of tzibui l'adam, it can be a means to an end. When you gather the fulfillment of the ratz Hashem, that's the end. So here are some thoughts about the days that we hope to see soon, and Yiratzim that Rezecha to Leros B'moyinenu with our Fleishigo Eigen, with our own eyes, Leros Shuv Hashem Tzion, Amen V'Amen. Shalom, Shalom, sweetest.